7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, stick.
Okay. Let's rock. What do I hear? What's... The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goers Committee. Who's that squeaking behind me? Was that just a tree, or was that a dude going squirrely, squirrely, squoo? I don't know. Okay, where am I? What am I doing? Get it together, Tobe. Dubious Goals Committee time. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And it is a lovely day right now. As of right now. It's going to get warmer later. It's going to get hot this afternoon, and it's going to get very, very hot the next couple days. We're going back into summer heat in the, 38 to 40 degree range. But as of right now, it's about 21 degrees tops, and we've got a nice cool breeze. But it's actually a little bit too windy. Oh, we got little dragonflies. It's a little bit too windy to really be outside, and that's why we're down in the creek today. Back in the creek. And I'm down in the creek valley right now. Looking upstream. Kinda looking downstream. And now I'm going to go over and look at the golf balls that I see laying around. Oh, there's a pink or something down there. Let's go down into the creek bed. Okay, down into the creek bed we go. Start counting golf balls. We got a white golf ball here. It's a Titleist. There's a pink in the water. It's a Callaway. I don't want it. Or do I? No. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 white ones, 5 white ones, a yellow, another white, another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white balls, 6 white balls, and then upstream, 7 white balls. Here's one over here. Has it got a logo on it, or is this just magic markered? Oh, it's got a big old logo on it. You know what? I don't feel like picking up any logo balls today. No. No, I don't. So, oh, there's a golf ball under there that I didn't notice. There are marmot tracks in the mud. And what do we got up here? Looks like a logo ball. Got a Srixon. Is there something on it, or is it just magic markered? It's just magic markered. Golfers. They're not artists. And that's why they never do anything cool with golf balls. Okay, so. Oh, here's some Mati tracks in the mud. Mati, Mati, marmots are running around in the creek. I love Matis. I do enjoy marmots. I think they're hilarious. And it's chubby marmot season. So let's look for some chubby marmots. Oh, chubby marmot season is the best. This is the time to go out looking for marmots because they get all chubby, getting ready for winter. And when they run around, it's hilarious because they're flabby. And their flab jiggles when they run. And it's hilarious. Okay. Ugh, I went through a web even though I have a web stick. Typical. Suddenly I have the urge to go further upstream, just real quick. What did I hear up here? Was there something moving around up here? I'm gonna look up into the trees. I don't see anything. Ugh. Except on this tree I see a big... What was that sound? Except on this tree I see a big bug. He's 1, 2, 3, 4 meters up. I guess it's a cicada. There's another one up there too. What's that sound? Oh, is it a squirrel trying to throw stuff at me? I can hear somebody up there. Somebody up in the tree. Yeah. Probably just an angry squirrel. Okay. Let's turn around. Let's head downstream. And when I say let's head downstream, I mean it. Let's get down into the creek. Let's walk around. Let's go down to the other golf ball zones. Let's walk over the log. I love walking over the log. It's one of my favorite things to do. I don't know why. It's just fun. All right, so as I was saying, I got bad weather coming. It's going to be brutally hot for a few days. And I was wondering if I should go to the store and stock up on food. And I think I got plenty. Oh, web. Get it. Get the web. Oi, yoda. There's a... Webs, webs, webs. But the truth of the matter is, I think I've got pretty much everything I need for the next few days. Ugh. There's another web, but it's not in my way. I'm just looking at it. Hi, Mr. Spider. Mr. Spider, or maybe Mrs. Spider, or maybe Miss. Or maybe they don't use honorifics at all. They don't even use pronouns. That's how woke spiders are. And you know, there's a golf ball in a weird spot. It occurs to me that if we just got rid of gendered pronouns altogether, not only would it be easier to speak English, we could insult people every time we called them it. What was that? That was a bug up there. There's cicadas flying around doing weird stuff. It. All right, there's another golf ball over there. Okay, do I want to put my stick down? I kind of have to get rid of the stick to make this transition. I gotta step up onto the rocks here. Okay, that kind of actually worked, which means I can now re-grab the stick. And now I'm hopping on rocks, and this rock is muddy. And this rock has marmot footprints on it. Look at these mighty prints. Yes, and we've got marmots running around in the mud here. Lots of marmot tracks. Who's in this hole? Is there anybody in this hole named Mati? Mati tracks. Mati holes. But I don't see any marmots. I'm trying to determine how many marmots have been running around here. Look at this guy, he's kind of big. Yeah, okay. There's at least two. And what do we got over here? Is this a different Mati Trax? Unknown. This is where the sticky mud is. Okay. I managed to get past the sticky mud. And I'm now on the opposite bank. And I'm, oops, dodging through the tree trap. The tree trap is where this big tree fell down. And you sort of have to work your way through it. And now I'm walking on the little fox trail on the other bank. All right, what do we got? What do we got? What's going on this side of the creek today? Anything interesting? I'm going to walk around this side of the tree this time. Not real smart, but I did it anyway. Okay. What am I hearing? Oh, somebody must be playing a radio on the golf course. No, that's up on the other side. Oh. Yeah. We got that one boomer who still hasn't discovered what AirPods are. And I'm so glad. Oh my god, if I see one more commercial for Raycon earbuds. They're super high quality because we said that they are. Yeah, Raycon earbuds. Were those designed by an audio engineer? And is Ray J an audio engineer? Yeah, you guys know that Raycon is Ray J, right? Ray J. The guy who made the Kim Kardashian porn tape. Yeah, basically the guy who made Kim Kardashian famous. Oh. Yeah, he had a lot of other famous businesses that failed before Raycon earbuds took off. And you know who he is, don't you? Who is he the brother of? Yeah, he's the failed, untalented brother of a certain 90s R&B star. Look it up. Ooh, here's some mushrooms growing out of this tree. Hello, Mr. Mushroom. This is a little guy. Okay, I'm down in the T1 zone. Looking for golf balls. And I see one. There's a white Nike right here. I've already seen what? A pink, a yellow, and an orange today. I couldn't even get to the orange one. That's the one that's way up in the creek. I didn't even mention it because why talk about a golf ball we can't get? And I probably wouldn't pick it up anyway. I don't need orange golf balls. I need reds. Reds, greens, and of course blues and purples. Those are the only golf balls we're picking up anymore. Alright, ooh, I'm wading through the ivy. Almost went face first into a giant web. There's not much in the way of golf balls down here today. There's another web. Golf ball season isn't even over yet. Maybe there'll be some golf balls this weekend, but I'm not coming down here this weekend. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutally hot. And that means that I am not going to go outside. Going to hide in my basement. Where it's nice and cool. Alright, here's a white Weiss number 3. Which is hilarious because Weiss in German means white. Of course it's spelled much differently. Kind of disappointed. There's no golf balls. Well, there's no golf balls that I want down here. Ugh. And I'm making my way through a lot of detritus that has floated down. Hey, there's dude tracks on this log. Dudes have been running across my log. Yay! Okay, white gophile over there. Let's cross the log here. And then go down there and check that other spot for golf balls. And then we're going to have to figure out something else to do. Should I drop my stick? Because I can't... It's difficult to get off the log with the stick. Okay, here's the tricky part. It's weird because... Right here in the trickiest spot of this crossing, the log has a big bump, a big knot where a branch used to be. Okay, I'm dropping the stick. And of course this big knot and tricky part to step around is right at the highest point of elevation. Okay, and I'm off the log. And here's some poops, right in the middle of the trail. Who wants to bet that that's fox poop? Oh yeah, I can dig it. Okay. That's... Webs. It's always with the webs. Now I'm stuck. Okay, now I'm clear. My clothes were caught on something. And now more webs. So we pick up a new stick. There's a green ball. Yay. All right. There's a white ball down in the mud. Another white ball in the mud. We got a green max fly here. Halfway. Driven into the bank. Kerchunk. Okay, so it hasn't been a complete bust after all. Got ourselves a keeper. It's a greenie. Yay for greens! Oh boy, and that's the other thing I should mention. Oh, air quality is a disaster. So much pollen in the air. I had a brutal time this morning. Sinus-wise, there's 5 or 6 white balls in the mud. And that appears to be it. So, oh, there's a red ball. I'm not going to be able to get to it. It's down low and weird. So instead, we're going to go home. But it's windy. So let's start the music now.
Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to Synthesizer Patel. Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
Thank you.
magical grandfather. I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me
Japanese Kabedon.
That was a good one. All the other students laugh at me. Oh, you know, I've been trying to warn you people about the Japanese Kabedon. You gotta watch it. Nobody wants to pay any attention to what I have to say. You're gonna learn the hard way. You're gonna get the Kabedon if you're not careful. Anyway, so we're back. And we had to listen to some popcorn there by Hot Butter. Always awesome. But now I'm drinking some delicious bitter cherry cola. And I'm enjoying it a great deal. Now, however, there was one little thing that you missed. As I was getting ready to climb out of the creek there, back into the wind zone, I found some more golf balls. Yeah. You know that red one I saw? It turns out that it wasn't too difficult to get, so I decided to grab that one. I had to use a stick. Then I saw another red golf ball that was also within stick range, so I grabbed that. So we got that green, and we got two reds. They were both Callaways. And then as I was sort of messing around with the stick and grabbing golf balls, I saw something on the opposite bank. I saw something that was glowing, an unusual color, and I couldn't tell if it was a red golf ball or if it was an orange golf ball or whatever it was. But I realized that I could sort of get across the creek if I walked along all the detritus, all the flotsam that is it blocked by the culvert there. That zone right there, that T1 zone where we find the golf balls, is right where the creek goes into a culvert and it goes under the golf course for about 100 meters. And logs and big sticks cannot get through the culvert. So when there's big rain, all the stuff gets washed down and it gets blocked in front of the culvert. And, well, it's now solid enough that you can basically walk across it. So I walked across it. And I went over to the other golf ball on the other side of the creek, and it wasn't a red, it wasn't an orange, it was something really unusual. It's something I've never seen before, it's a first find. It's, I don't even know how to describe the color. It's some kind of orangish, pinkish red, and it says HOPE in lowercase letters of a simple font, like Helvetica round. And it doesn't have a ribbon on it, but it seems like it's a boob ball, but I can't tell. But it's a beautiful color, absolute candy. So I picked it up, threw it in my pocket. It was in great shape, perfectly clean, no scuffs, no damage, no nothing. And I put it in my pocket and I started crossing back over the creek. And then when I got back to the other bank, right down there hidden between some sticks and stuff, was another ball. And guess what this bad boy was? Ooh, it was a second find. It was another one of those weird flag soccer balls. And when I say the weird ones, I mean not the 12 spot ones, the 8 spotted ones where the spots are hexagons, the wrong shape. They should be pentagons. And they're American flags, two color American flags. They got the quarter hexagon star field and the red and white stripes. So yeah, those are up in the sink right now. Being washed because I don't have a golf ball washer.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hooks, a teardrop overflow drain design, prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Synthesizer pate.
Synthesizer pate.
Synthesizer pate.
Synthesizer pate.
Synthesizer pate. Yeah, okay, so what's happening? What am I doing? I gotta get ready to eat. I'm a little bit hungrier than I thought I was, and I'm thinking I need to have a bratwurst today. I think I need a bratwurst and maybe some sweet potato cross-cut fries. Yeah, maybe. You know, I did that the other day. Was that yesterday or the day before? You know, I put the little waffle-cut sweet potato fries in the oven and I did the whole thing, right? Then I started making sauces. And what did I... I made some Thai chili sauce with honey, and then since I had the honey out, I had made honey mustard, some very hot and spicy honey mustard. Then I had some sweet and sour sauce too, so I did all that with my sweet potato fries. And normally I usually go with something like apricot jam, but strangely enough, it was the honey mustard that really sort of stood out. So I might have to do that. I might have to go stick those sweet potato waffle thingies in the oven and make some more honey mustard, because that was delicious. Yeah. Huh. Now that I'm thinking about it, I am definitely doing that. I'm doing that right now after I tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
That's what I said.
The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. Kuriga, Japanese Kabedon. Okay, I gotta eat.